2, 1.
Press conference of Daniil Medvedev. Before Russian, we start with questions in English. Please raise your hand. We'll start with Simon.
Hi, Daniil. Congratulations. I wanted to ask you, you won the US Open in pretty quick conditions. You won Paris in pretty slow conditions. And here in Turin, it seems like it's faster again. Which is your, which would you say you're better at? Which are you enjoying the most?
Tough to say. I definitely enjoy hard courts. That's the only thing I can say. I think I prefer fast conditions, but here is probably the fastest I have ever faced on the ATP Tour, because Challenger can play on carpet sometimes, which is fast and different. Here, I don't think it's the surface itself, because to be honest, surface probably is exactly the same as in London. I think it's a combination of air, which is really dry here, and I think the ball goes very fast through the air. The balls itself, which are quite fast balls, and the court, which, I mean, we saw it in the match. I was barely under pressure on my serve against a great returner. And same for me. I had just two games where I had break points. First set was zero breaks. Just, you know, what was it, like 35 minutes to get to a tie break. So super fast. I wonder to see the other matches or the other three matches to see how they cope up with this speed, because again, for me and Hubi, it was like just who makes one good shot in the point. I wonder if it's going to be the same for other guys. And yeah, sometimes during the tournament, you get more used to, and that's where you have more points and stuff.
Thank you.
Craig?
Daniil, this is probably, I would think, the first time you're defending one of the really big events, one of, let's call it, the big five, after the four majors, and then you've got this one. Did it feel any different starting a title defense for this sort of a tournament compared to some others?
It's actually tough to say, because, for example, as soon as you asked me, I tried to remember which big tournaments I won. And I thought, okay, I won Shanghai and Cincinnati out of Masters 1000. And then the next year, Cincinnati was in New York, which is not the same. And Shanghai didn't take place. So here it's kind of the same, where I do know I won London last year. I was still near ATP finals, but we're a different place, like different hotel, different venue. Everything is so different. So I want to feel myself as a defending champ, but I don't. I feel like there is going to be a new winner here in Turin. And yeah, that's exactly what I feel, because I remember when I was in the O2 arena, you pass all the winners and it always says Sydney, Shanghai, whatever. And then there was London, which was for a long time, and you see all the winners. And so here, I actually didn't see this anywhere, but it would be the same. It would be London, and then there would be like Torino 2021. And so it's going to be like a new story. So I definitely didn't feel any pressure. And I will be only happy if a lot of people consider myself as defending champ.
Reem?
Hi, Daniil. Congrats. I heard you in your interview with Tennis TV saying that you wouldn't even be in the top 50 in a 100-meter sprint. And I'm curious, who do you think would win from the players on tour? Who would win a 100-meter dash?
Yeah. Tough for me to talk about other players. I'm going to try, but it's the same about me. Definitely other players who's going to see me run on the court, they're going to put me in there. But as I say, I know myself, I was doing it when I was younger. You know, you do this test in the federation or whatever. I was never good. Like I didn't have good coordination to have a good fast start and to follow my pace on the 100 meters, because it's so different to what we're doing on the court, the movement. If I need to think fast, so for example, I want to put Deminar there, but I don't know if it's, he has the same problems or not, but I would say Deminar because he's super fast. I'm sure Gael Monfils is impossible to hit winners with against him. He's so explosive. So I think this explosive power would make him, I would put him on number one out of tennis players. Let me think about one more. Because, for example, I'm not sure Novak would be good in 100 meters, but maybe I'm mistaken. Should ask him. Who can it be? somebody who runs good for drop shots, maybe. I have no idea. I picked the two. It's enough.
Can I have one more?
Sure. Last one in English.
I wanted to ask you about the hitting partner, Jerome Kim. I don't know. Did you spar with him in at the tournament this week?
He warmed me up today.
Okay, so perfect. Because I just spoke to him and I want to know, what did you make of him in general? And can you imagine that kind of experience, you know, being around the top eight players when he's still kind of a junior and stuff?
I hope he enjoys it because tough to say. I was one time when I was young, I was like 21. So I received a Technofiber prize in London in the O2 Arena. And I didn't know anybody of the top eight. I was not aspiring there. So, but I was still, I managed to be in this kind of VIP zone where you can see them from a little bit from behind. And it was cool. It was cool experience. I saw a lot of like soccer players or somebody took some photos. It was cool. Actually funny story, but I didn't recognize him until he put a photo on his Instagram, because then that's when I saw the name and I was like, damn, I remember him. He beat, he was 15 years old and he beat us in doubles, in Davis Cup. And he was one of the, I guess, youngest players to do it or whatever. And actually, I mean, he grows up. So he was 15, now he's 18. I completely didn't recognize him. If I see him, I'm gonna tell him about it. Yeah, I saw that he was pretty up in the junior ranking. Never means that you're gonna be for sure in the top, but it gives you a chance. Let's see how he does.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll switch to Russian. First question with Yevgeny.
Здравствуй, Аня, с победой тебя. Скажи, пожалуйста, у меня два коротких вопроса. Первый вопрос. Вот в какой степени сегодня опыт помог вот участие в этом турнире? Или это никак не сказывалось? И второй вопрос. Вот в чем все-таки вот конкретно отличается, может быть, вот условия здесь от Лондона? Что тебе больше нравится? Что-то, может быть, не нравится? Такое...
Да, с одной стороны, хочется сказать, что не считаю, что опыт как-то помог, то есть это больше был такой теннисный матч, прям вот как бы обособленный из-за как раз-таки покрытия, которое очень быстрое, и где нужно было именно постараться вот эти важные мячи забрать. С другой стороны, помню свой первый опыт выступления на этом турнире, когда он еще был в Лондоне, помню, что было тяжело, то есть, ну, непривычно, такой формат необычный, играешь сразу против лучших игроков в мире, он все-таки играл против второй ракетки, и, понятное дело, тяжело держать вот эту концентрацию, как-то все меняется. И то есть со своей стороны для меня уже я вышел, был обычный матч, я просто хотел победить, а с его стороны, может быть, как раз-таки этого ему и не хватило во втором-третьем сете, тяжело сказать. А насчет покрытия, я так думаю, что покрытие оно то же самое, потому что это так, как бы тот же корт, я даже не знаю, как он называется, но это, скорее всего, партнер ATP, то есть который кладет корт. Корт выглядит совершенно так же, но, естественно, как и это совершенно нормально, поскольку город другой. Тут очень такой сухой, разряженный воздух, похожий, хотя в самом Турине как бы высоты нет, может, из-за того, что рядом горы, мяч очень быстро летит, поэтому, ну, это было видно по нашему матчу. Наверное, самый быстрый корт, который я когда-либо, самые быстрые условия, которых я когда-либо играл в ATP-туре на Харде. Поэтому, то есть, как бы и мне, и ему было очень тяжело. То есть он выиграл первый сет, при этом у него за матч не было в итоге ни одного брейкпоинта на моей подаче, и два раза было ровно. У меня как бы получилось его брейкануть, но было всего два гейма в матче, где были брейкпоинты, поэтому тяжело было играть, но рад, что победил.
Спасибо большое.
Спасибо.
Any more questions in Russian?
Thank you.